Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dan Burns runs a website called Free Pub Trivia. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi, John. Great. How are you doing?
Speaking of remote learning, let's do some of that, shall we?
Some trivial remote learning, sure. Absolutely.
I don't think there's any learning that's trivial. I think anything learned is learned, and I'm almost not kidding about that. Do you agree?
Fair enough. That is a good take. I agree. I do agree.
Good take. Come on, man. Help me out. Help you out here.
So knowledge is power. No, absolutely.
Knowledge is power. Do you have a slogan for Free Pub Trivia?
I don't really have an official slogan yet. That's something you should work on, though. So
okay,
I'm open
I got
to suggestions.
It just came to me.
Yeah?
Knowledge
yeah?
is fun.
Knowledge is fun.
Duh.
That goes right with the trivia, the pub trivia, the virtual. I like it.
What am I talking
Shoot.
About?
Oh, man. I have to pay you royalties for that, John. I might have to grab that one. That's a good one.
That's a freebie for you, sir. You've been helping us out. So go to freepubtrivia.com during the day. Your kids can play trivia. More about that in a minute. Go there at night, and you can play with your friends.
How about knowledge
Absolutely.
Is really fun?
Knowledge is really fun?
So you just one-upped it. I like it.
I will take payment for that.
Okay, I got a better one. Knowledge is super-duper fun.
Jeez.
See?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
There we go. Here's a couple.
Whoever's
Recently, you asked the following questions. Hey, Mary, are you still listening to WGN Radio over there? Steve, you can play along, too. I'll throw some of the questions at you that they've recently asked. I'll amend this one a little bit. What is the longest interstate highway in the United States? Longest interstate highway in the United States.
I'm going to say 94.
You're close.
Like number wise?
Yes, yes.
Just miles wise.
I know what it is.
What is it? Go ahead, Steve.
80.
Oh, I would have guessed 80. Goes right through Pennsylvania. That goes coast to coast, doesn't it?
It is long. Yeah.
It's not it.
Oh. I don't think it's 66.
No, it's not. No. And it's not a north-south. It's got to be an east-west, right, if it runs the gamut, and yep. it does. It's I-90.
It is 90 by a little bit, yep.
Where does 90 go?
But 90 goes all over the place. I mean, north, it doesn't just go east and west.
I-90 goes from Boston to Seattle.
Oh, I guess.
Well, and it also goes from Seattle to Boston, I might add. Okay, so there's that one. How about this one, kids? Former defensive tackle Alan Page is one of two defensive players in NFL history to win a regular season MVP. I know it always goes to quarterbacks and running backs. It's amazing to me, though, that really only twice has a defensive player won MVP. One time was Alan Page. Who was the other one?
Yeah, but
where's Dave Ennett when I need him?
Dave, I don't want to tell you how to do your question, Dan, your questions, but the answer to this one should have been the Supreme Court Chief Justice of Minnesota.
Alan Page.
Right?
Right, that would have been an additional information.
He's got to be the only one.
Well, then he would have offered up Lawrence Taylor as the first one, and Alan Page would have been the second one. But those are the two, LT and Alan Page. Page is a very interesting guy. He's a good man. How about this one, kids? What two polygons or shapes would you find on the surface of a standard soccer ball? Now you're getting out your pencils and pens and you're drawing soccer balls.
So you mean like a hexagram or poly?
Hexagram
octagon.
Is.
I'm just I don't even know what a polygon is.
Well, a hexagram is not a recognized shape, so there's that. A hexagon is. You want to go with hexagon? A hexagon is one of them. Ding, ding, ding.
Well,
hexagon and?
A pentagon. Pentagon. Which is penta. So what's that? Five.
Because there's five, yeah.
Five and six. The five and six shapes, yep.
How about this one? Everybody's got a good guess at this. What music artist holds the record for most consecutive sellouts at Madison Square Garden? Throw in the other detail about this one, Dan.
Yeah, it's he's the only non-athlete to have his number retired for the number of sellouts. So the only non-athlete has a number retired at Madison Square Garden, music artist, record for most sellouts.
So what number did they retire for him because he's not an athlete? The number of times he sold it out or something? What would be the number for him? I don't even know.
I think it is that number. It's 20-something. Can't remember offhand. But yeah, I think it's when he broke the record. Yep.
Consecutive sellouts, night after night after night. Sellout it is.
So 27 nights in a row?
Yes. And it happened recently.
Well, then It's either Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel.
You are correct. Which one do you want to go with?
Bruce Springsteen.
Wrong.
I was going to say, I would have gone with Billy Joel.
Always easy in hindsight. Sam.
Yeah,
sure,
I knew that. I knew
exactly.
That.
Half the fun with the team trivia, yeah.
All right, I got
Billy Joel is a regular.
Yeah, that's a great, he had a nice run, and yet the critics still panned him, which was just like, fine, have at it. Okay, we're out of time.
Exactly.
If you want to play trivia tonight, and this is what my family does, freepubtrivia.com, and the kids play in the afternoon, correct?
They do, every Tuesday, which is today, so the kids play at 2 o'clock, and freepubtrivia.com, we stream, you don't need to register at all. Third through fifth graders at 2 p.m., and then at 3 p.m., 6th through 8th graders. So some fun to do if the kids are hanging out, obviously, in the summer here. And it's a fun mix of what they're learning in school, but also pop culture. So we got some TVs, music, and movies and stuff. Fun mix. And they can team up if they want to zoom in together or play with their siblings. Just need to be on freepubtrivia.com, 2 p.m. every Tuesday. So that'd be today. And then, yeah, our regular game. And I know that John plays, which is great every weeknight, 7 p.m., and I know your son's a trivia all-star as well. Been a regular for What Do You Know, so
yeah,
we appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, keep it up, Dan. I'll be looking at your stuff tonight, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much, John. Thanks.
Bye now. And when I say that, I mean I'll be online watching the trivia game that they play at freepubtrivia.com.